Since the beginning of the year, law enforcement agencies have had to collect racial data from drivers and passengers they stopped and then send that data to the Office of Justice Assistance within 31 days. So far, of the nearly 600 police and sheriff's departments, 149 have not submitted any traffic stop data to OJA. One of them is the Altoona Police Department near Eau Claire. Public Safety Director Todd Cheney says his department chose not to comply with what he calls bad policy.
Well, we made a conscious decision not to submit that data. I felt from an administrative point of view that it wasn't necessary because I am more than capable of monitoring my staff to see whether they're conducting profiling or other patrol duties that aren't objective and fair.
Grant County Sheriff Keith Govier says his department isn't submitting its data because of a bill introduced to the state legislature in February that would repeal the rule.
We're not following the law in the aspect of submitting it, and if it turns out that we are required to, we will just submit it late. But at this point, we have not submitted it, and we will see what happens with the current legislation.
But Office of Justice Assistant Spokeswoman Tammy Jackson says law enforcement is already required to submit the data, despite how they feel about it.
Well, we know what the law says, and the law requires agencies to submit the data to us. It's pretty clear.
However, Jackson says the law doesn't include any penalty for departments that fail to comply. The bill to repeal the traffic stop data collection mandate has passed the Assembly and Senate. Governor Walker is expected to sign it into law. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.